Hey guys,
I need to ask you, Simran, are you feeling the love?
No.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm married, so automatically I'm feeling Valentine's Day, even though.
Where's your ring?
Where is your ring?
I've got eczema.
Is that actually why?
That's not even the right
hand. I've got eczema.
I got eczema.
Anyway, apparently I still have to ask my wife to be my Valentine.
Yeah, 100%. 100 every year.
Anyway, we're going to be answering some of your dilemmas that are specifically love related. We've got a few juicy ones, so.
We're not trained therapists, but just think of us like therapists. Because I think we'll give good advice.
Yeah, definitely.
We know what we're talking about.
Flex that degree.
Yeah, actually, no, I know what I'm talking about. I'm joking. I'm not.
Oh dear.
Right. Let's start off with a good one.
I also have to apologize. Agony Auntie isn't here today.
Yeah, we're all really devastated about that. We're all really sad about that.
She died. No.
She's not coming back.
She's on sabbatical. So starting off with a bit of an easy one. Why do men these days want to be chased?
I feel like that's a really bad one to ask me because I'm going to go on like an hour long rant about like
Simran, we've got one
to like ruin like dating and like the perception. Yeah, anyway.
We've got 1 minute, Simran.
Is it a minute? Okay. Why do men want to be chased?
Well, as a man, I have done my fair share of chasing women. Yeah, like rewind. No. Okay, rewind. Rephrasing that. What I'm saying is, in all of my romantic endeavors, I have always been the one to be pursuing another person. I've never been pursued myself. So I can kind of understand with men maybe want to be a bit chased after, you know.
It's okay, but I think just as women need to bring something that's worth being chased, so do men. I feel like a lot of, and I don't want to be like general here, but it's going to come across general, but like they're not bringing like a lot to the table, but they're demanding that they want to be like chased and like wined and dined and stuff. Whereas like now it's like, I feel like the shoe's on the other foot, where it was like, you know, before it was like chivalry and stuff, and now it's very much like the other way.
Yeah, that makes sense. I see what you mean.
And which is fine. Like, is as a woman, like, if you want to, like, split or pay for something, that's your prerogative. Like, I don't have an opinion on, like, do what you want. It's down to your individual circumstances and your individual outlook on the situation. But in terms of, like, putting a label on, like, men should either chase or be chased.
Yeah, that's...
Who cares anymore? I think we're, like, past that, no?
Yeah, but I suppose this person's saying that it seems like with all the men that they're... It always seems like they're the one chasing after men rather than them being interested in them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're putting the effort in.
I understand if you're saying, like, in all your romantic endeavours, you're the one that's done the chasing, so now you feel like it would be nice to be chased. I get that side of it, is what I'm saying.
But, I don't know, what about in terms of, like, playing hard to get as well? Is that ever...
It's just long. I just think dating nowadays is long because it's all like nothing straightforward anymore. It's all games. If you ask questions about what are we or where do I stand in this, you come across as like crazy and like you're like, you're asking for too much and you know, like you can't put a label on things even though it might have been like 6 months, a year. Like honestly, dating is crazy. The apps are the trenches.
I wouldn't know.
The apps are honestly the trenches. Like Hinge and Tinder is the absolute hood. Like it's no.
Yeah. Well, so what's our advice to this person then?
Say the question again.
Like, why do men always want to be chased?
I'm assuming this comes from a heterosexual woman.
I believe so. At least, I think it's come from a woman. At least, yeah.
Why do men always want to be chased? See, if you're feeling like that and you don't want to chase, you want to be doing the chasing, then you're probably going for the wrong pool of men.
As in you want to be chased.
Like your type's off then. If you find yourself doing the chasing, you're probably going for men that want to be chased or are trying to be chased. Whereas if you want to be chased, change the like...
Switch things up. Where do people go if they want to find people that actually want to settle down?
Dill Mill,
that's the answer. This isn't sponsored.
I know, we sound really sponsored right now.
But I know of a couple that met on Dill Mill and now they're engaged. So that's at least one example. Really? So Dill Mill. That's the answer. Go on Dill Mill.
But then I've heard things about Dill Mill that like it's actually not that serious and you just find people, the majority of people are on there to be more serious, but not everyone is. People still want to mess about.
Okay, well,
so then I feel like you can't make, because I always thought Hinge was the serious app. Like Tinder was for hooking up and Hinge was for like real, like not like maybe not marriage level, but like dating level. And it's honestly, it's all the same.
What about
it's
Bumble?
All the same. Never tried it. But I thought Bumble was for friendships. But I don't think it is anymore. I think that's also dating.
Just imagine you going on Bumble trying to find some friends.
I think that's what Bumble was. Or at least in the beginning, I'm so sure that's what Bumble was. It was for friendship and not dates. And now I think it's maybe both.
Why don't you go and try and do a little social experiment? Just a social experiment. See what happens.
Go on a Bumble date and be like, oh, I'm just here to like make friends. No. Dill Mill's the answer, apparently. Right.
That's what we're going to say. Dill Mill. You're welcome.
But that doesn't really answer the question about the chasing thing. I think. Do you agree with what I'm saying?
I've said she's
going for the wrong type of men.
Also, I answered the thing at the start. Why do men want to be chased? I think maybe like it's nice to be feel wanted. I think that's
I think once you've done the initial chasing, obviously then it needs to be.
Yeah.
The two-way.
Yeah, the kind of...
If you're doing 100% of the chasing, the whole duration of the relationship, that obviously then maybe she just doesn't want you.
I think that chasing shouldn't actually be part of a relationship. I think chasing is maybe the preceding the actual start. I feel like once you're in a relationship, there shouldn't be any chasing from anyone because it should be that mutual agreement of like you're actually...
Yeah. You actually like each other?
Yeah, so there's no need to be chasing. So, yeah. Dill Mill.
Yeah, that's the final answer.
Yeah.
Female, 19. I miss my ex in capitals so much. It's been 1 month, no contact, and I'm just sad. Do you think he's preying my Instagram?
Right. Well, I mean, we did say we can't promise no judgment.
Sorry, it's like, of all the things that you get that, like, is, like, in the comment,
the question you want to preying my
Instagram? Like, not, like, is he thinking about me? Does he want me back? Like, is he specifically preying my Instagram? And if that's where you're at, maybe there's an opportunity here in being single and getting some time with yourself and just learning some more about yourself, spending some time alone. And there's more to relationships and romance than Instagram and social media. And if this is an assumption, but if you're just posting things now in the hopes that he's preying, that's just the wrong reason to be posting anything. And you should just focus on yourself, I think.
Yeah. Also, I feel like he probably is preying your Instagram, if I'm being honest, because if you're in a relationship, then probably is like
you can't feed into people's delusions.
No, I'm not feeding. I'm telling you the truth in the sense that I think that he probably is preying your Instagram. But if he wanted anything to come of it, he would message you. And clearly he's not doing that. So I think, like, just move on.
Yeah. I feel like that's a really harsh reality. But, like, especially if Instagram is a thing that you care about, like, I feel like there's so much more to it than preying your Instagram. Especially if you are posting things and checking your story views or your likes or whatever with the intention of specifically looking for their name.
F19 is really showing.
Ouch. But yeah, you'll get it in a couple of years. It's okay.
Yeah, also 19.
Yeah, you baby.
Like, some people meet their wives at 19, but not, it can't be everyone. So, you know, you win some, you lose some.
You'll realize there's a whole wide world out there. And when you find someone that you actually like, you'll not have to, like, there won't be like a weird unknown about, like, is he pre my Instagram? Is he thinking about me? Is
this, that, and that? You'll just
know. That's my advice.
Yeah, so
when you know, you know.
Take some time for yourself. Do we think he's preying your Instagram? Probably, but that doesn't matter. If he wanted to make something of it, he would. Move on. I feel like I need to get into character.
Where's the journey?
Also, this one actually was two parts. Oh, so they sent it, and then a couple days later, they gave an update.
That is so cute.
It's not cute.
Like their circumstances in their life changed, and they thought, I need to update Manga Masala about this.
Thank you for that. No, we appreciate it.
Do you know who it is?
No, that's what I mean. I thought, like, this is, like, someone, surely someone's orchestrated this. I don't know. Anyway, I fell for this guy whilst I was studying abroad. He is one of the sweetest people I have ever met, and I really miss him. He's in the military, and we couldn't be together because he's in the military, and we couldn't be together because I had to come back home from studying abroad. We broke up mutually and agreed that we'd see if we could make things work once he's out of the military. He sent really sweet messages telling me how much he misses me, etc. Then he went home over Christmas and wasn't really replying to my messages properly. I keep thinking maybe he has someone back home and he's just fucking me over. This really sucks and I don't know what to do. I'm at that point where I feel angry and want to block him.
Okay.
And then later, guess what? Guess what? He blocked me.
That man has a wife and kids.
I hate to say it, but
and a mortgage. And he was never in the military.
So, first of all, military, in my personal opinion, red flag.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion. But thing is, I don't get why would he keep messaging if he was going to cut it off anyway. Why did he string her along for a little bit?
Because I feel like people get like satisfaction out of their like having more than one person at the same time. Maybe if I had to like put a theory to it, but I obviously don't know. Sorry, that's just unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think that it's good that you didn't block him. I know it might feel like...
Yeah, because you look unbothered.
Yeah, it might seem like you've took an L because you've been the one that's been blocked, but ultimately, you're the one that's been a decent person in all of this. I do think communication is key, and if you weren't feeling like the vibes were there, I know you weren't actually together, but I feel like if he wasn't really speaking to you over Christmas, like, I think that's a bit understandable.
I think he saved you time. To be honest, like, he saved you time and headspace worrying about it. And like, you were sitting there on the fence about blocking him, and he did the job for you. He gave you all the answers you needed in one foul swoop, and that's all you really need to do. Now you can start the process of moving on.
What do you think about blocking people and ghosting in general, though?
Ghosting sucks if it's like you have like met up with the person maybe multiple times and then like you just like skate with absolutely no reason, like, especially if you haven't blocked the person, you just air them. That's just like, what? Because like, I feel like if you were in that position, you would just feel so like A, insecure, and B, just like second guessing everything you did.
Yeah.
And blocking in general, like, even outside of romantic relationships, I try not to like block. And I know this is not important, like, to care about whether you look a certain way or not, but I hate looking bothered. I hate looking bothered.
No, I can understand that. Like, you might like despise a person, but you don't want them to think that you're thinking about them.
That. But like in this situation, yeah, you won. Because obviously he's just mixed messages. He's just a mess and he doesn't know what he wants. So he's already got his own thing going on that you were just, sorry to break it to you, probably just like a bit of an added extra.
Dodged a bullet.
And he saved you time. Just look at it as he saved you time and mental energy. And you got yourself out of that situation, whether it was by your own accord or not.
Also, how long realistically were you going to wait for each other? Do you know what I mean? Like,
and
how
you're
long?
A student, so I'm assuming you're young. Yeah. That's a lot of time to use on a person that you're not sure about anyway.
I'm just confused. Like, how did you meet this person if they were in the military? And which military are they in? And
what did you mean about not texting over Christmas? You think that was okay?
I think if he's not texting at all, then it's bad. But I can understand, like, if you're at home with your families over Christmas, I think it's perfectly understandable that you wouldn't be texting as much.
Yeah, but still text.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if he said, I suppose, wasn't really replying to my messages properly. I suppose it depends, because we haven't seen actual messages.
But like, ghosting in general, as a concept, I think is super disrespectful. Like, if you're an adult dating...
Yeah.
Just have the decency. If you're going to waste someone's time, effort, money, emotional energy that they got ready, left their house and paid money to travel to you and whatever, like to sit and entertain you for a date, you owe them the decency of a grown-up reason as to why you would not like to see them again.
Well said. So advice for this person, honestly,
dodged a bullet. Yeah. His L, not yours. Don't mess with military men unless you really want to.
Mm-hmm.
My BF wants to be with me and isn't keen on breaking up, but he is really unromantic. Yeah, I don't know why I said it like that.
BF.
My BF. XOXO. Okay. My boyfriend wants to be with me and isn't keen on breaking up, but he's really unromantic, just not sweet and cannot find time to visit me. He's also against premarital sex. I don't feel like my emotional and physical needs are being met, but I love him. I don't have anyone else I'm interested in, and I'm not attractive enough to get another dude anytime soon. He's so hot and cold. Some days he'll care so much, but most days he'll ignore me. He called me an ambulance when I cracked my head. Sorry.
Simran, why are you laughing at that?
Because it just came out of nowhere. But didn't go to the hospital with me or come to check on me.
Right, first of all, I don't need to say that if he was involved in cracking of the head, then please get out, get help.
But in the whole of this, it just seems like the hot and cold is what's keeping you around. Like the hotness of like the heat, the heat of like him being involved and wanting you and suddenly seeming interested all of a sudden is keeping you around enough to endure the cold parts. And then, but you don't feel loved or like, you know, that your needs are being met when he's being like he is, I think you said like most of the time basically, and he's not loving you the way that you deserve to be.
But I'm just kind of confused by this one because I don't see any hot. I swear it's just all cold.
Yeah, I'm just taking your word for it in terms of the hot bit, yeah. Sorry, calling an ambulance is below the bare minimum, by the way. And if he didn't come and visit you...
But again, he's unromantic, not sweet, and can't
like
find time
he doesn't
want to
be in a relationship, I'm sorry. Like, he just doesn't...
Well, yeah, this is the thing, so like...
Get the hint, like...
This is the thing, so even if he was like... unromantic, not sweet, can't find time to visit you. I feel like some people would be like, okay, but at least my sex life's good. But then that's nothing there. So what are you getting from this relationship?
I saw this quote and it was like, is he playing hard to get or are you playing hard to get rid of?
Interesting.
Which is really mean, but maybe think about it. And if he's just not giving you what you want and what you need and what you deserve, I don't like that part about like, oh, I'm not going to find in another dude. What did she say? Like, I'm not attractive enough. Like,
yes, you are.
Yes, you will.
You will. I'm sorry.
That person's out there for everybody.
Yeah. I'm just deeping the ambulance. I'm sorry.
Sorry. The more I think about it, that's actually ridiculous. That was below the bare minimum. Get out.
Yeah.
Just do better for yourself and let him have his premarital sex and love the person that he's going to love them and, you know, whatever. Just live your life.
I was led on for months. You wouldn't believe that the guy who introduced me to his parents back in November, who told me he wanted a relationship with me, who spent his birthday with me, who ended every phone call saying love you, is the same guy who left me this January. The worst part is that he was just never going to speak to me rather than actually end things face to face. We broke up when I asked him to speak to me after not talking for days. And it was then that he told me he was just going to ignore me forever, never speak again, rather than have this conversation. It's difficult to have felt so much love and care for someone and have it all be soured. It's all for the best because he's not the person I started dating anymore. He became distant, manipulative, invalidating, guilt-tripping. He turned every situation around to be about himself. I even believe he was sleeping with his girl best friend. But that's my dilemma, I guess. I can't trust anymore and I can't let go of the hurt that he's caused me.
Can I have the phone?
Yeah. Sorry about that, by the way.
I'm sorry you're going through this because I feel like that just sucks. Mm. But I've said the same advice to like people in my life that have gone through similar situations. Like if you've had a really good relationship with someone and it ends, there gets to a point where like all you do is you can cherish the good memories you had. Like there's nothing taken away from that. Your relationship was great for that amount of time. So like you just cherish that time, the connection you had. Okay, it sucks that it kind of went a bit south, but you still had like you shared like a lot of intimate moments with someone and like you probably like got really close to them. So I feel like it's always nice to like have fond memories of a person. But yeah, sucks that. And to be fair, I don't know why. I've heard it a lot, like guys that basically love bomb, right? Like saying love you, meet my parents, do this, that, and then I'm just like, yeah, okay, now I'm gonna
I heard something on Radio 1 and it was about this person who was faking a Scottish accent and they literally, it's so weird, they were faking a Scottish accent for the entirety of their relationship, even to the point that they introduced their partner to their parents while still having this fake Scottish accent, which obviously the parents would know that isn't real. Like,
oh
yeah, so people like that are just weird. Like, why? Yeah. Why do you want your family to meet people?
People get like a kick out of like creating a fake lie, like fabricating a huge thing just to like get away with it. It's really weird. No, I think, what's your opinion on like closure? Because for me, I feel like sometimes people's actions are closure enough. You don't need to meet up with them and like get them to give you a big speech as to why they did what they did. Like, sometimes I feel like you can just get your closure from him being like, oh, I'm going to ignore you forever and never speak again, rather than have a conversation, you know?
I think if she hadn't popped up, then he obviously owed her that, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, I agree. But yeah, like, if you're not going to get that, then I feel like just, you have to just try your best to like be at peace and just move on.
But this is the thing. Yeah. She's saying that in relationships in the future, she's not going to be able to trust in that same way anymore, because what if this happens again?
That's scary. But I think that's part of dating and relationships, right? That like, you obviously, you're getting vulnerable, you're opening yourself up to a person with the potential that it could work out really well and it could last forever, or you could potentially get your heart broken. And the sad part of getting your heart broken is that it could happen more than once, but you have to keep trying and putting yourself out there, because otherwise then you will never know like if you've actually found the person that's for you, or like, you know, you find that love that you deserve and someone that's not going to invalidate your emotions and listen to you, and like, you know, you're not going to second guess if they're like sleeping with someone else or doing something. Like, you know, you have to put yourself out there, and as painful as it can potentially be and as scary and daunting as it can potentially be, it can also be like equally beautiful.
Well said, Simran.
My wife won't say I love you in public. The other day, she didn't say it back on the phone when we hung up the call, so I asked her about it later just in case there was anything wrong. She said everything's absolutely fine. She was just in front of people at work and didn't want to hear them to hear her say it. What? This is... Wait. Sorry, can I start again?
Yeah.
Okay. My brain just farted. My wife won't say I love you in public. The other day, she didn't say it back on the phone when we hung up the call, so I asked her about it later just in case there was anything wrong. She said everything's absolutely fine. She was just in front of people at work and didn't want them to hear her say it. We literally professed our love in front of our friends and family last year. Is this a bit weird?
Yes. Yes, it is. What are your thoughts, Simran?
I think, yeah, I do think it's weird. Like, why can't... he's not asking you to be like, I love you, my pookie wookie. Like, he's like, just a quick, okay, but I love you. Like, that's not too much to ask, is it?
Yeah,
surely?
It's not asking too much, is it, Simran?
I think...
Oh, did we hit a nerve here? Is this you? It's Bianca's burner account.
I think...
No, it was me. I submitted this one.
Oh!
I think... Oh. This has been blown out of proportion.
Is this the issue you were talking about?
It was one phone call. Like,
guys.
Also, I'd like to add, and I will get up the receipts, and you can put them on the screen for me, Simran. That day, let me tell you what happened preceding this, right? I sent him some videos of me at 7 in the morning. I sent videos like, hey, these are some jobs that if you could do them around the house. I texted him saying, just thought it'd be easier to send you a little video to explain these jobs. He didn't reply. At 1 p.m, I messaged like, hey, are you up? What's your plan? Kiss, kiss. The response, are you out of your lecture? Nothing. I said, yeah, just wrapping up now. He says, call me when you're done. Can't type. No kiss. I said, okay, love you, kiss, kiss. No response. That's when he called me, so I didn't say it back because I was, like, around people. I didn't want them to think I was on the phone to, like, my mum.
You're...
I then messaged again at 2:30 saying, love you, no response.
Okay. That's cold.
I'm sorry. Yesterday was a very busy day. We've already had this discussion. I think the fact that I was really busy and didn't have
yesterday.
Yes, that was yesterday.
It's so raw. Guys, I don't think this is the platform or the forum to be having this. Maybe go to an actual therapist.
Marriage now counseling. I'm here.
Mom, dad, stop fighting.
I usually do say it. I just think yesterday Mom,
guys. Not in front of the baby.
Right. But we agree, it is weird.
It was weird.
My texting
it was
things.
Weird when I thought it was anonymous and not guys.
My texting thing is different situation. That's completely separate to this.
I think I just probably forgot to say it.
You didn't, because I asked it later and you were like, I didn't want to say it. I felt weird in front of people.
But if she says it most of the time, yeah, that's okay. If it's a one-off.
Whatever. Right, moving on.
I did not realise. My partner really loves his mum's cooking. He says it's his favourite thing in the whole world and it makes him so happy. How do I tell him that it sucks?
I feel like in Asian households especially, this is a really sensitive topic. Because
I just wouldn't ever want to go there and the matriarchs, offend the desi mother, especially when it comes to cooking.
The matriarchs cooking, I feel, is like a staple.
Well, it's like a generational thing, isn't it? Like you're kind of offending a lineage here.
But if it sucks, then it sucks.
Yeah, not just because she's desi doesn't mean her cooking's good.
That's true.
I feel like there's a gentle way, I'm assuming it's not like he's forcing you to eat it as much as he probably wants to if it makes him so happy, whatever, right? I'm assuming that. You could probably do your own thing, get your own food. I don't know.
No, you can't get... Can you imagine? Can you imagine going to your partner's family
home? Not all the time, every meal, but just every now and again. If I want to say, I don't want broad half a breakfast, I want to have a bagel.
Even that, can you imagine, turning stuff down? They'd be like, okay...
Well, then I guess just firm it.
I think the way to go about this, they see mothers, they adore their sons. So the way to get her to change her cooking is by breaking it to your partner. He might think it's good, but in reality, if it's not, then he needs to know. And get him to get her to change, because she will listen to him. She won't listen to you. She'll think
you'll be rude. Listen to him, but I'm thinking about what's the barrier between her even telling her partner if he loves it so much. What if he's just like, how dare you speak about my mum's cooking like that? Can you not taste it? It's amazing.
I think get some Tupperware, get some samples, go and do a bit of a survey.
Yeah, go do some market
research.
Make
some spreadsheets.
Go to your friends' parents' houses.
Do blind taste tests, all of that. Come back with the solid evidence and results.
Yeah.
The facts don't lie.
Yeah, you're going to have to take it to research.
But if not, then maybe, I don't know if you're married or not, or if you're living together or whatever, but maybe you should take over. Just act really keen, say you want to be the cook, and then
to do a smashing job. You will have to absolutely blow it out of the park, though. And the problem is, if they're used to that one taste and you're making a whole different vibe, chances are they ain't gonna like yours either.
This is rubbish. I prefer mummy's food.
You're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
I would say.
Who'd you love more, your boyfriend or food?
Go do some research.
My partner doesn't get me any presents for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up and I'm feeling really down about it. My partner used to shower me with gifts, chocolates, jewellery, flowers, etc. But the past couple of Valentines, we have hardly celebrated it. I just want the spark from the beginning of our relationship back. Am I asking for too much?
No, because they set a standard. And I don't think it's asking for too much to want to keep that standard going. What is the rule on saying that relationships have to decline in terms of how special you make each other feel and how grandiose gestures are as time goes on? I feel like there's nothing stopping you guys from keeping that spark alive. And if it's actually really unfortunate that if one side is kind of going down that route of not really putting in the effort, that can make the other person feel really not wanted and not really a key part in that person's life, which is totally unfair. So no, I don't think you're asking for too much.
No, definitely. But again, I feel like communication is the issue here. Like, if you haven't actually brought this up.
And it might be, like, signifying of, like, a bigger issue, like a bigger breakdown in communication, not just about gifts or Valentine's or affection, more of, like, an actual, like, deeper, intrinsic, like, communication breakdown between both of you guys. Because then there's, like, a, you know, something that could have gone, like, unnoticed a long time ago that's led to this. Now, so it might just not be about Valentine's. I understand being disappointed around this time of year, but there could have been other issues at bay that like have contributed to this now.
Yeah, for sure. So have a look at your relationship overall, see if this is a sign of any other cracks, larger cracks forming in it. But also the most important thing, just bring it up with your partner and tell them, and then hopefully they will then make the effort, and if they don't, then it's time for them to go.
Oh, that's a bit serious. Well, what if they're like your husband, like over Valentine's presents?
If you tell them that you want something like the bare minimum, and then they don't do that, then
but
yeah.
I mean, like you can work it out. It's not immediate. Put them in the bin.
If they but I'm saying like if you tell them what you need and they don't give you it and it's really not that much effort, then like why?
Oh yeah,
not
and like, if you can't work that out, then yeah
like why? Bin. Why?
Bin.
Also, I just want to say like for anyone out there who asks their partner, "Oh, are we doing Valentine's presents?" and they say no, that doesn't mean no. It means still get them something. Like even I know it sounds like it means no, but it doesn't mean
like
no.
Like flowers are like £3 from the supermarket and they can put the biggest smile on someone's face.
I learned the hard way back in the day, so yeah.
Thank you. We're professional marriage and therapists.
The end.